there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Welcome on board, Alan Eyre. My guest today is an internationally acclaimed artist and musician and has just announced the inception of Bloodfest, a brand new and experimental music, arts and lifestyle festival that is founded and headlined by the musician himself. Bloodfest will take place on the 11th of August 2024 at the iconic Milton Keynes Bowl. Welcome on board, Youngblood. This is the final boarding call for Mr. Youngblood. This is the final boarding call for Mr. Youngblood. Mr. Youngblood, Mr. Youngblood. Final boarding call for Mr. Youngblood. Mr. Youngblood, Mr. Youngblood. Thank you. Oh my God, look who we've got on board. Youngblood.
Hello.
Hello, love.
How are you doing, man?
Great. Lovely to see you.
Thank
look
you
at those massive
me.
Shoes.
Oh, do you like them? Yeah, they are a bit big, aren't they?
They're a bit clumpy for me.
No, yeah. When I first got them, I struggled to walk in them. I still keep tripping up in airports. You know, because it's like proper shiny. Yeah, I mean, shine. It's got like weird shiny floors. I trip up every time.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
It's a bit weird, yeah.
What size shoe are you?
Nine.
Nine, okay. And why the pink socks?
Always. I've always had them on. Because I never could find a matching pair of socks when I was younger. Oh. So I was like, if I just make them all pink, then, do you know what I mean? It don't matter.
It makes sense.
It does make sense. And then it kind of became a thing, and yeah. Everyone thought I really thought about it, but I was like, no, I just wear the same colour socks, because you don't know if none of them are odd, do you know what I mean?
No, that's,
it's
you
pretty,
know what?
Yeah, pretty smart, right, isn't it?
That's really, you're cleverer than you look. So tell us, can I just first mention,
yeah.
I love the Louis Theroux documentary.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was good. Bit raw, but it was good.
No, it's good. You came across well. Your family came across well.
Came across very well. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. They're always a bit, you know, I was always a bit nervous to do something with it like that because you don't get control over it.
No.
That's like, no. You don't get no like.
Because he asked me to go on it, and I love Louis Theroux, and he was a great guest on here, and he was absolutely brilliant. But I was like shitting myself because he's clever.
Oh,
I
can get in
your
head.
He makes you say all kinds of
shit.
I'm
telling you, I'm just like blah, 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 blah. And everyone behind the camera's like, shut up. You know, I mean, I'm fully. It honestly like sits you down, lubes you up, and then fucking just gets you.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I might do it. So listen, where did you go on holiday as a kid? Where did you go on holiday in Donny?
To be honest, if I were going like with my aunties and uncles and that, it's always like Cornwall or Devon or
nice.
Whatever. But then my granddad lived in Marbs. He retired in Marbs. Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, that's nice.
So it just kind of like every year we just go to Marbs, Marbella.
And would you like Towie? No carbs before Marbs?
No, I wasn't really into that. You know what I mean? I think we're from the north, innit? Everyone just drinks
you
beer.
You love carbs.
I love carbs. Too much, man. I love carbs.
You don't. Listen, you look like me if you love fucking carbs.
I love carbs, man. I love beer. I love drinking beer all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Do you work out, though? You do, don't
you? No, I've just started again. Honestly, I've just had to get, like, Christmas dinner off. I've just started. I'm just Romanian trainer. He's evil.
He's not called Bogdan, is he?
No, he's called Victor.
Oh, because I've got one. Oh,
so intense.
Well, he told me about having celery juice and did a lunge and nearly sharted over my yoga mat.
Mine's mental. He doesn't let me do anything. He's very controlling.
Really?
But I'm kind of into it. You know, when you go into the gym, I'm like, yeah, like, do the dominatrix thing.
Dominatrix?
Yeah, he's kind of like a dominatrix in the gym. I'm into it.
Oh, no.
Do this, do that, do this, do that. I'm like, all right, yeah. Yes, master.
Because I said to mine, I said, listen, you know, if you want me to put my face on your website, you know, to boost, he went, you're all right. That's rude, isn't it? That's rude.
That's rude. That is rude.
Yeah, you two could look like me. He said, no, I go back to Romania. that's rude, isn't it?
That is rude.
So you go to Marbs. Okay, so listen, tell us, did you ever have any holiday romances? Is there people there waiting for you?
I always had holiday romances.
Oh, hello.
Do you know what I mean? I was just, I don't know, like, it was something I'd look for. I always like meeting new people.
Anyone you're longing for?
Not really. It was a good vibe, honestly. Yeah. I liked it. I remember when we went to I went on a lad's holiday at 16.
Yeah.
To Marbella. First time I'd been away from my mum. We were like, me and my mates, and we all had like fake ID and that. And it was like such
I'm giggling like a school, honestly, but I love this story.
First night, honestly.
All good stories start with fake ID.
Fake ID. Didn't look like me. Did not look like me. My name was Charlie. Can't remember my date of birth. I think I was like 31 at 16. And I was slowly just like, I'm 18, I swear. And I remember going to an Irish bar, as you do, start the night.
Of course.
And I met this barmaid from Manchester. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, she's well hot. I can't even remember what she looks like now, but in my head, I was like, whoa, she's well hot. Mm-hmm. And I think she's like, she were pretty switched on. Mm-hmm. So she just kept making me buy drinks. And I just kept, like, 16 years old, I was like 10 pints of Guinness in.
Yeah.
And like shots and that. And then we went out into the night. I think I got a number, which was cool. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't see her because I got that drunk, I ended up jumping off a balcony in Lineker's bar. Right now, nasty, like, honestly, in Lineker's bar at about 16 years old, and was like, yo, lads, catch me.
Oh.
Jumped off a balcony and knocked me two front teeth out.
Oh, you idiot.
On the first night, right? So I'm staying at my granddad's house. He lives there, and all my mates, we couldn't afford an hotel. So we're like, get the flights. Do whatever, and I go back. I'm so drunk, and the lads are trying to take me home. I've got no front teeth. I'll never forget my mate. I got this posh mate called James. He's from the south. He's like, I'll never forget his face. Oh my god, your fucking tooth! And I'm just like, I get up. I'm like, what's happened? And I've got no front teeth, and so they take me out, and then my granddad.
Do you think they knew that you weren't 31 when you did all this?
I think, to be honest, when someone in a probably like a Ralph Lauren shirt has lost his two front teeth.
I don't think he's 31.
At 11 p.m. I think they're like, need to get him out of here. And then it's so funny because everyone thinks I've got such big lips on the bottom. And everyone thinks I have had Botox. Everyone thinks I get like filler every couple of weeks, but it's just like scar tissue for because my teeth, they went into my lips. So
oh.
I'm glad I got big lips out of it, though.
Yeah, you got Lineker bar lips.
Lineker bar lips, but it was good, man. Second day, my granddad was like, it's all right, I know a good dentist. I was like, all right. My granddad was a bit of a bullshitter. And he took me to this strip mall fucking dentist and completely Spanish, didn't speak a word of English. Like, you fucking idiot, what do you done to your fucking... done to your face? What do you done to your face? And I was like, oh, whatever. So I paid him €250 in cash. And it was probably a pretty traumatic experience.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like sore in my face.
Oh,
but then I had teeth the next night and we went straight back out. Not to Lineker's bar, never again.
I mean, that's a good story, isn't it? I got my teeth back the next night. Yeah, I went back out.
Got my teeth back straight
out. But you've got great teeth.
I know.
If anyone was watching this and they didn't know who said that story, I look like the one who's jumped off of a balcony and hit my fucking teeth.
Nah, it was a couple of years later when we got into music and made a bit of money. I went to a good dentist and they were like, what the fuck has gone on here?
Yeah.
So they just sorted me out.
Oh, you got lovely lips, so I might throw myself
in it.
Off a
honestly, it's a big vibe on the bottom. But people think I get like Botox every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I might throw myself off a multi-story.
Alan Carr's in Lineker's, watch out.
I love. Someone said about that Wayne Lineker. It was a funny tweet. No one ever sees him in the winter. He's like pollen.
No, yeah, he is. Wayne Lineker. Look, do you remember that Tim Allen Santa Claus film?
Yes.
Do you remember Santa Claus 2 when there's that plastic Santa Claus? who like sells coal. That's what I think Wayne Lineker looks like. No offence, but I'm like, that looks like Wayne Lineker.
No, we don't let licks, because I want VIP when I go to Lineker's bar. Is it amazing? If you're young.
I'm not going to lie to you. We went in and I was so drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But kind of the thrill of like, yeah. I don't even think they checked my ID when I walked
no,
in.
No, so
like, oh,
no.
Yeah, man, sick.
God, that, I'm old that enough. 31-year-old must have a really tough job. He's,
honestly.
He's paralytic.
Cracking me up, man.
If there is a dentist on board, can they please make themselves known to the cabin crew? We have an emergency. Thank you.
Where have you gone, holiday-wise, hotel-wise, and you've gone, oh, my God, I've made it. What's been the most decadent?
I went to Lake Como once.
Oh, nice, in Italy.
Lovely. Yeah, I had a bit of a breakdown, to be honest.
Oh, no.
No, it was all right. Internet was just, you know what I mean? The days when the internet's, like, cruel.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck it, man. And I was just like, right, I'm having a week off. And everyone's like, okay, cool. So I just took my mates to this ridiculous house in Lake Como.
Oh.
Just did it all. It was a vibe. We had like our own boat. And I can't drive a boat. But
oh God.
I tried. And I was like trying to play George Clooney for a week.
So you had fake ID.
Fake ID.
Captain Youngblood.
Captain Youngblood.
That sounds like a vibe. Fucking pirate.
That is a big Captain Youngblood.
All right, Captain Youngblood.
Every morning I would like get on this boat with my mates. And I'm just feeling like, obviously, I paid for the whole holiday, so everyone's like, yo, let Dom do what he wants. And I'm kind of like, I'll drive, yeah. And I was like, fucking hell. And I was like, I'm driving. I'm like, vroom, vroom, like probably proper getting the like current wrong. And we used to drive every morning to this cafe in Lake Como. They have these cafes on the water where you can pull your boat up and go get a cappuccino. And this Italian man like starts shouting at me because I parked this boat up and it wasn't, you weren't allowed to park there or some shit like that. And I'm just like, because I don't know how to drive a boat, I'm trying to like turn it round and it was a fucking disaster. But it was a proper bougie holiday. We had a good time.
Yeah. And that's when you thought, yeah, I've made it.
I was, I was just pretending I lived on a lake.
Have you been anywhere that has been disappointing? And we're not naming and shaming. This is a positive place. Is there somewhere that just hasn't really been all you want?
Holidays in America, man.
No.
I went to a place in Utah. Mm-hmm. It's like some big spiritual fucking retreat thing. And I'm kind of like, I'm not really into that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of mates who are American and they're into the feelings, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really like deep shit. And I am, but I'm pretty English as well. So I kind of walked in and everyone was just like, really wide-eyed, like, hello, sir.
Oh, like a, was it like a cult?
Cult. Proper big cult vibe. Gosh. So I walked up to give me this, like, lemonade water. But the help gave me it like it was a fucking elixir of life or some shit. And then just, like have this. Walked in. It was like, oh, yeah, this is really nice, this. But then everything was too regimented. You know what I mean? Like, dinner's at 6 and then breakfast is at 7:30. And they ring a gong and shit. And I'm just kind of, like, wanting to sit in bed and the fucking gong in. And everyone's like, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. I'm like, yeah, man, I know. And then I couldn't have beer at dinner.
What?
I was fully just like, yo, can I?
This is a shit retreat.
Honestly, I was fully just like, I'm going to go. I'm going to have like steak and chips and fucking lager and like all the vibes.
Now, that's your. If you'd go on a retreat, you don't have steak and chips and lager.
I was like,
you have fucking yoga and.
I know,
lettuce.
I was just like,
lettuce. Yeah, what's it called? Lettuce.
Lettuce,
I remember lettuce.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's that green thing again that you're supposed to eat?
But yeah, they kept saying no to me when I just asked for some shit. And it was like so expensive. And I was just kind of like, I left it. I was like, I'm not doing that again.
What's Utah like? Is that the one that's like all red? It looks like Mars.
I mean, the view was fucking amazing. But like, I can't get lager. Do you know what I mean?
No, because it's Mormons, isn't it?
Is it
Mormons?
It is Mormons. So you can't, every time we got to Utah, you can't really.
Gamble.
Can you have loads of wives?
Where can you have loads of wives?
I think it's it's Mormon. It's
Mormon,
Utah.
Yes.
So you're allowed loads of wives,
but no beer.
It's like maybe one beer, and it's just kind of weird.
If you had loads of wives, you'd need a drink. Hey, lads.
I still ride awesome carts and shit out there.
Awesome cart. Oh,
awesome cart, loads of wives, but no beer. Fucking don't know why. Whatever, man.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mormons.
Have you ever holidayed with a famous person?
Do you know what? I actually haven't.
No, listen, let me finish, young blood.
Sorry, yeah.
Have you ever been on a holiday and there's been a celebrity on a flight?
No, yeah, I've seen Anne Hathaway on a flight once.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, it was a big vibe.
She's nice.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful.
Yes.
I was fully just like, oh, whoa, that's Anne Hathaway, that. And it's quite funny every time I go into a first class.
Anne Hathaway, that.
I was full on in my head. I was like, that's Anne Hathaway. I might have said it out loud. Every time I go into first class, people look at me funny. Do you know what I mean? Because like businessmen and that, innit?
Yeah, and you got your pink socks.
And then me, this fucking, someone looks like crawled out of Satan's arsehole, just walked into the front of the plane. The stewardesses are really nice, so always.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think
they have to be, love.
I know he had a paid to, but like, everyone's always like, what the fuck? I hope he's not going to be too much trouble. And I'm actually nice.
I bet you are nice.
I know, people think I'm a bit...
People shouldn't judge.
Innit? People think I'm a bit scary.
Yeah.
Might be the...
Because I want to be a big Gen Z.
Big old Gen Z-er?
Yeah, that's what I want to be. Because you're like young blood. I want to call myself old seaman.
It's got a ring to it, that, yes, man, yeah.
You know, it's like...
Old seaman. Three old, syllables.
Yes.
Old seaman.
And, you know, you're like blood and I'm
blood
seaman.
Blood and seaman.
Blood and... Oh, blood and seaman. No one wants to see blood and seaman.
No. I mean, some people do. Very niche market, though.
Anyway, right, so moving on.
Sorry.
So Anne Hathaway was on the flight. That's quite
cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That's cool because we've had Jane McDonald, we've had Jeremy Carlton, we've also had Madonna on a horse, and we had Beyonce, didn't we?
I think I have a Madonna story as well. I was like, when I was really young, in Marbs, we just used to go there every summer. I was in an Indian restaurant. I can't remember this, but I talked to my mum yesterday. I was like, what am I going to talk about? She was like, why don't you say that Madonna story? I was like, all right.
I love the fact you've done research for this.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking, like, what am I going to talk about? Because I know you talk about travelling and I didn't want to get here and be like, what?
I can hardly imagine you shutting up and having anything to bloody
say.
Yeah,
I'll be all right. But, anyway. But then we're having a curry.
Yeah.
And all these like paparazzi are running around everywhere. And I'm like, didn't even have a fucking clue what it was. I think I was about five or something. Madonna pulls up on a yacht. And literally, like, shuts the place down, and the whole Indian restaurant's like piling over the tables. And I'm just like, what the fuck's going on?
No.
And she pulled up on a yacht.
You see,
so Madonna nearly killed me.
Well, there's the clickbait. Madonna nearly killed me in Marbella. I can't believe Madonna goes to Marbs.
Yeah, I think it was when it was like trendy, like 15 years ago.
Funny.
Yeah, it was cool.
Hello, excuse me. Can I have a look at your ticket, please, sir? Oh, I'm afraid you're not here in first class. No, you're in Satan's ass. Just turn left and go through the curtains. Thank you.
Where's the best place you've ever been to?
I love Australia.
Yeah.
Australia's mad.
They're so up for it. They're so friendly. They're lovely.
I was into it. I ran away once from a tour. I was a bit like, I get up and down me. You know what I mean? I'm quite like jolly, but I'm a bit dark. So I remember after the tour, I was literally like, I need $5,000 in cash. From my tour manager, and my tour manager was Australian. She was like, what? Why? I was like,
what was that accent?
Yeah, I don't know. What? Why?
It was full on just like, she choking?
Yeah.
£5,000?
Yeah. I mean, she fucking was at that point. She was like, you want what? And I ran away to this little beach town called Currumbin.
Currumbin?
Currumbin. Wow. I don't know how to say it. It's like near Brisbane. And I met a girl on New Year's Eve, actually, because we were out there playing shows, and I went and stayed with her on this weird little beach town and kind of like played surfer for a week. But everyone was like beautiful and I was like proper pasty white and I couldn't surf.
Do you go brown at all? Do you tan?
Yeah, no, I do actually, but I go red first. Do you?
Yeah, I go red, bright red.
Proper red, lobster.
I forget to put the bloody cream on.
So do
well.
I. Or I go like, oh, I'm all right. I don't need it. And then I'm like...
That's 6 p.m. when you come in off the beach and then you look at your reflection in the bathroom.
Or you go in the shower. You go in the shower and then you come out, you're like, fucking hell.
I know. You look like a beefsteak tomato. My friend, who makes me look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, went to Woolloomooloo, you know, outside Sydney.
Woolloomooloo, no, I've not heard of
it. Woolloomooloo.
Woolloomooloo, mate.
You know the way
Bloody Hill.
Yeah, that's it. Sheila. And then he went into a pub and went, hello, I'm looking for Woo Moo. Lumu, woo loo. And they went, well, I'm alone.
Well, you're here, mate. That's funny.
I know.
That's got weird names out there, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wollongong.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, weird. Amazing.
Tasmania.
Been that's another once. Place.
No, nah, it's an island off Australia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never been there. What's it like? I wanted to go there.
You know, it's pretty cool, but it's weird weather. It's like sunny, then rainy, then sunny, then rainy. Mm. It's weird. Like Tassie weather, to call it.
Tassie weather.
Tassie weather, mate.
Tassie weather.
Bloody hell.
What do you always take on holiday with you? What do you always pack?
Cash.
Cash.
Always got to have cash.
£5,000 in cash.
I always have cash out anywhere I go in that currency.
Yeah.
You just never know, man.
It sounds like, listening to your stories, that you always sometimes need to just run away.
I'm serious. Honestly, like, I'm a bit of a loner sometimes. My mum told me this thing last night. She was like...
What star sign are you?
Leo.
Oh.
What are you?
Gemini.
Oh, fair.
Got two-faced.
In it. Yeah, I'm into it.
Like shoplifting, bit two-faced.
My mum told me I used to, like, love to vibe out with people and be, like, the life of the party. But then I'd do weird shit, like, when I'd had enough, I'd just go and sit under my bed. I was like a kid, just like, like, I had enough, just go sit under my bed. So I always have cash on me in case I've got to make
sit
a quick exit. Just like, I don't know, like, get out of there, book a flight, go and lay under a bed. Weird.
That's interesting,
isn't
it?
Weird. I was like, she told me that last night. I was like, what? You're fucking joking, man. I didn't even know that. I was like, are you lying? She was like, no, you used to literally go and lie under a bed. Weird.
Oh, okay.
I'm into it.
Tell us a holiday nightmare. Have you ever lost your passport?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I lost a passport in between connecting flights.
Oh, once. How have you done that? But, was you pissed?
Potentially. It happens a lot, that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were in Mexico.
Oh, that's a
Mexico.
Nightmare.
We were coming from, we had played a festival, and then we had to connect to Mexico City to go somewhere else. And I remember, I'm just a fucking scatterbrain me, so like lose my wallet somewhere, I'll just fucking like, I'd lose my head if it wasn't screwed on, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, fuck. And then they wouldn't let me go back. They were like, no, you not go back, you not go back. I was like, what are you talking about? I've just got off the flight. And they're like, no, not really angry. And I was like, why are you being angry for me? Like, let me in. Like, honestly, you're going to make my day really fucking hard. But then they found it, and then we had to sit in a Mexican airport for like 8 hours.
Oh, no.
It's quite good, though. I had tacos and beer and got levered.
Oh, okay.
And they brought our passport to us, which was nice, but it was a fucking nightmare.
God, I'm wondering how you lost it.
I don't know. I think I must have just fallen out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I always have my headphones in when I'm on a plane, like, vibing out.
I never put anything in that little pocket behind the seat, though.
No, yeah, that's suicide, isn't it?
By it's the time you've,
like,
had your third bottle of wine,
that's
a black hole.
Yeah, forgotten about, 100%.
Yeah, that's
keep
gone.
Your belongings on your person or in your bag or in your shoe.
Would you ever wear a bum bag?
I got a bum bag, actually.
What colour? It's black.
It's, yeah, black leather.
Yeah, no, it'd be with
leather
pink
bum
trim,
bag.
Pink
yeah,
trim.
Bit of pink trim, couple crosses on it. Lit.
On Allen Air, we like to serve snacks.
Oh, classic snack.
Hula Hoops. Now, they're barbecue beef flavour.
I'm into that vibe, actually.
You're into that?
Yeah, I like Hula Hoops.
And chocolate finger?
Should I dip one into my cup of tea?
Oh, that's...
I like that.
That's chocolate, classy.
Chocolate finger in my cup of tea.
Oh.
Honestly, suck on it, like, get all the chocolate off.
Oh, stop it. People pay good money for this kind of... I'm getting a lob on here.
Big vibe, man.
Because you're gender fluid.
I am, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm gender stagnant.
I'm just whatever, man.
I'm just like sexual plankton.
Oh, God.
They're nice, though, isn't it, when you suck the thing off?
Beautiful. Suck the thing off.
Suck it off.
Suck it right
suck
off.
Suck it off. Go on, suck it off.
Suck it all off. Tip from Alan Carr. Suck it off.
Yeah. I like that. I might get that as a tattoo.
Big vibe. New book. That should be your new book title.
Suck it off. Suck Alan Carr will be doing signings of his book, Suck It Off, in the foyer of Waterstones.
I'd come. That'd be a vibe. See what I did there? Alan Carr's doing a sign on his book, Suck It Off. I'd come.
Oh, my God.
Outrageous.
What? It is outrageous.
Fully.
So tell us then about... Anything happened on holiday, like, do you get bitten by mosquitoes?
Oh,
what's the worst
mosquitoes.
Place you've been bitten?
I literally went to the Bahamas once, and I was just like, fucking hell, Mozzie Central. I ate it, honestly, I fucking ate it, because I'm, like, itching. I got ADHD anyway, so I'm always fucking itching.
Yeah.
But it's like, everyone thinks I'm on crack or something, because I'm like, do you know what I mean?
It's when you go to the toilet in the night, they wait for you.
No, they fucking
do. They do, they wait.
Or
like,
a beach bar. Or
like
a fucking beach bar.
Yes.
You walk into a beach bar, pissed as fuck at like 2 p.m. on rosé or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's like fucking having a piss in the thing and it's like...
Your legs like bubble wrap and honestly, covered in
I've
lumps.
Started wearing dungarees on holiday. You know what I mean? Because like, kind of a vibe like they cover your ankles.
Oh, that's a handy
you know
hint.
I'm saying, big old dungaree vibe.
Big old dungaree.
Then you can like wear no t-shirt and it's kind of acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
Not really.
It's never acceptable.
No t-shirt and dungarees.
Never acceptable.
Nah, I should get my body tattooed a bit more then. Maybe it will be. Like a t-shirt in ink.
Now, are you a culture vulture when you're abroad? Will you go to the museums? Will you go?
Yeah, I like that. I do like that.
Tell us something you've
I like history, so I like walking around anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen like Colosseums in Italy.
Just the one,
isn't it? Nah, it's like whatever they call that, amphitheaters or whatever.
Yeah.
In Italy, I like the food. I like the vibe. I always say that to my security guard. I'm like, everywhere we land, find me a sick restaurant.
Yeah.
A weird restaurant. You know what I mean?
Oh, what are you like for eating stuff like that? Will you go a bit rogue? Will you eat testicles and like crickets and
I think if when we're in Asia, I went a bit rogue and shit like crickets and that, like these weird like oysters that look like a fanny in Japan. Was like they're fucking weird though, and they're still moving and that, and it was a bit of a trip. But my bass player's vegetarian, and we took her out to Japan, and we did this like they wanted to do this food blog.
That's quite a push.
Yeah,
hey,
no,
if you're
honestly,
a woman and you're a vegetarian, have this fanny like oyster.
It was full on, just like we. But I think it was technically vegetarian or vegan because it's not alive or some shit like that. But it was moving.
Well, knife as a chicken if you killed.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But then she just was like, she got to Japan and just started fucking, went rogue. She started fucking eating everything. She was into it all.
Oh my God. Innit?
That's what, yeah, it was a vibe. It was cool.
So what were these fanny oysters like?
They were pretty shit, to be honest. They were a bit chewy. It was a bit like eating a razor, a fucking rubber.
Oh, you see, that's why I stick to sucking off a chocolate finger.
Innit? Any day.
Do you complain much when you're on holiday?
Oh, do I complain more?
Or do you do what I do? I smile and I get someone else to moan about it.
Yeah, I don't really in a restaurant and I don't really like confrontation like that.
No,
just because someone will put it on the internet and then you're just the worst person in the world.
I know.
Chicken's raw. Sorry, you know what I mean. I don't really complain.
No, okay, that's good. But what would make you... What is your pet hate? Is it like a pube on the pillow?
Yeah, full on. Like blood on the sheet.
I was
going to
give you... Blood on the sheet. Where are you staying?
Just me. We've done it all.
I don't complain. But if there was fucking blood on the sheet, I would be like, love.
Yeah.
This is
blood
not...
and semen on this fucking...
That's my name.
Blood and semen. But yeah, nah.
No, listen, I'm not being a snob, but if there was blood and semen on your sheets, you have every right to complain, because that is too much.
100%.
That is too much.
100%.
That's minus one star on TripAdvisor. Am I right?
I'm trying to think about what... when we're in America on tour, you get fucking... There's these weird damp hotels that you walk in, and they're just fucking damp. And, like, you're just like... sat in him like, nah, I'm not going to be able to sleep in this. Cause it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, you don't want to put up with it.
Because I think people don't understand what it's like when you're touring. They think you're staying in the Four Seasons all the time. Obviously, I'm
a stand-up
comedian.
It depends what city you're in. And it's like, we're vibing, like, we're kind of at a level now where we get, like, nice hotels and all that shit.
But sometimes you have to be up early in the morning and your manager, your tour 100%. Manager goes... It's no good spending a fortune. You are going to be in that bed for 4 hours.
Yeah,
let's just go really cheap. And people think you live
Four Seasons and all that.
But sometimes you just...
We've done it all as well, like Motel Sixers and like four of us in a room, just like blood and cum on the sheet. And you're just like, fucking hell, don't want to do that. But now, so like when I get to a Ritz-Carlton, there's fucking blood on the sheet, I'm pissed.
Well, yeah. You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I get it when there's five of us in a fucking room.
Good publicity.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I'm into the vibe, bro. It's like, I've had me typhus shots and shit, but I don't want to sleep in it.
What is on your bucket list travel-wise? Where do you want to go?
Have
you been to Japan?
I've been to Japan lit.
I love it.
I want to go to Bali, I think.
Oh, that's lovely.
Do all like the cabin on stilts.
Yeah.
Just get up in the morning, jump in the water, see some fish.
Yeah.
Be cool. See like a stingray or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, whatever. It's a vibe.
Because I like Bali because it's got like, A, the people are gorgeous and great and lovely. And it's got all the stuff. I know people like to be, yeah, I just want to be away from it all. But you can be away from it, but then you can also dip in.
Do the thing, yeah.
If you want to socialise and have a nice beer.
Yeah, I'm into like a beach bar, me. Like a,
oh, God,
a
you'll
shit
love it.
Beach bar. Shit beach bar, like someone cooking on the beach and that. Like beer all day, that's my vibe.
Oh, okay.
I don't really like proper like snooty retreats.
No, you just want a beer on the beach.
Beer on the beach, you know what I mean? Like fucking set me top off, get like... burn.
Yeah, take your dungarees off.
Take me dungarees off.
You'd have a really weird tan lines with a duck. People would wonder, where the hell
the
have you
been? The fuck have you been? Me dungarees, man.
Okay, right. We're about to start our descent. Where do you want to be when you're 100 years old? You can be anywhere in the world. You've got all your mental faculties. I always say this wrong. Faculties.
You're but I'm still with it.
You're still with it.
Okay, fair. Where do I want to be?
You got your blanket over you.
Somewhere probably with like Italy. Or to be brutally honest, I think I just want to be in the middle of country in England.
Donny, back in Doncaster.
Maybe. But it's like, I don't know, like, you remember that Johnny Rotten Country Life advert? Like that kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know that kind of vibe? Just like tweed suit and a fucking quad bike at 100.
I can see you doing that, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think so. Yeah. That'd be lit. I like it here. I love home.
And also, Donny's a nice place.
Yeah, I'm into it. To be honest, when I was 15, I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
But you like that with your home.
But in it, but now more and more, I was like, you know what? I could live in the north again. I think I like it. You know what I mean? I like the fresh air.
Well, it's the weird thing. Like, I grew up in Northampton. I was like, get me out of this place. Yeah. And then as you get older, you fall back in love with it. I mean, listen, Northampton town, the town centre, it's not the best, but there's gorgeous scenery and lovely, cute little villages and stuff. I can see me going back there.
Yeah,
weird,
I like it, man.
Yeah.
I like looking at sheep
and
cows.
And there was
that
drag queen, what's it, on RuPaul's Drag Race. He was from Donny. It was so
really?
Funny. Yeah.
I ain't seen that.
Oh, so funny. You know, at the end, all the dragons always go, thank you, Mama Roo. This has been such an amazing journey and I found such a spiritual place here. He went, dog shit, see you in bit.
I love it, man. Fucking love it. Can't beat it, honestly. Can't beat it. Real, real as fuck.
Real.
Real,
real
as fuck,
real.
Man.
Hello, this is your captain speaking, old seaman. We're about to start our ejaculation. If you'd like to come all over the seats, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Right, we're about to start our descent, so now time for the quick fire round.
I love it. Go on.
Tequila or tea bags?
Tea bags.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Amazon Prime? Oh,
would
shit.
Would you
Amazon
rather
Hike
go for a hike or would you rather just sit and watch DVDs?
Amazon Prime, fucking mosquitoes everywhere and snakes.
Don't
and
want
that. Fuck
again,
that.
Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to prison?
Definitely you.
Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
Mile High.
Oh.
I've done that actually. Full on, yeah.
Wow.
Couple of times.
Couple of times?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm a bit, bit of a rascal.
Oh.
When we get above 10,000 feet.
Oh, okay, all right. The toilets are rocking, don't come a knocking. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give good tips or do you think, ha ha,
no,
never
I always,
seeing you
I always
again?
Tip. I always tip. That's why I carry cash on me all the time.
£5,000.
Well, not necessarily.
Don't
that.
Keep gonna saying that. You're going to get mugged. Mugged. You're going to get
I'm
mugged.
We just broadcast it to the
people
world.
People outside, mate, with like a monkey wrench.
Come on then.
Yes. Okay, anyone who's about to mug him, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you don't have anything. Most of the time,
sometimes,
wink, wink.
Like today, I got a pack of beef hula hoops on me. That's
yeah,
it.
And I've only got a chocolate finger in my pocket.
It's melting. Unless you suck the chocolate off.
Stop it now.
Sorry.
This is too... Oh, right. Anyway.
Just
finish myself off. No, stop it now. That's disgusting. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel, thank you, young blood.
Thank you so much. Woo! Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you, Youngblood. Thank you to all our listeners and all our frequent flyers. We really do appreciate it. We know there are other airlines, but you always choose Alan Air. Kick back and don't forget, love the beat.